The UN Special Envoy for the DRC, Alan Doss, said the additional peacekeepers must be of sufficient strength to be effective. He said such force is necessary to discourage new military action by the rebel forces of renegade Congolese General Laurent Nkunda or other armed groups, and so peace talks have a chance to progress. Some 250,000 people have been displaced in eastern Congo since August, when the latest round of fighting between the rebels and the government began. Doss said deployment of reinforcements to the United Nations mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or MONUC, could take several months. He added that the delay entails serious risks for the situation in North Kivu, where he warned a new escalation of violence is possible.
This is why we have and continue to support the calls for the deployment of a multinational force as a bridging measure until MONUC is fully reinforced.
Doss also recommended that the UN Security Council consider authorizing a complementary standby force that could be mobilized quickly in case there is a rapid deterioration in the security situation. The Security Council is expected to renew MONUC's mandate in December for another 12 months. It is also considering whether to make changes to the force's mandate. Doss said it is important that the Security Council review the mandate in light of recent developments on the ground and the need to adapt to new realities. In addition to protecting civilians, a core element of the current mandate is that peacekeepers support operations of the Congolese Armed Forces, known as the FARDC. But problems within that force have put additional burdens on MONUC.
DC, unfortunately, in some respects, FARDC has broken its own ranks by disintegrating and dissolving, and this has been a real problem because in some areas the FARDC should be the first line of protection for civilians, but they haven't done that.
In his latest report on the DRC, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that Congolese army and police elements are responsible for a large number of serious human rights abuses, including arbitrary executions, rape, torture, and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. The UN chief said foreign armed groups have also committed such heinous crimes with impunity. At 17,000 strong, MONUC is the UN's largest peacekeeping operation. But the large population and territory it must protect means that there are only 10 peacekeepers for every 10,000 civilians in North Kivu. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.